I designed the Lighthouse Protocol as a last resort, a quiet ghost buried in the code, not to fix the system, but to expose it. Now it's alive. Every face I manipulated sees the source. Every loop exposes its origin. They no longer follow the face. They're staring at me. This isn't control. It's reckoning. And when the truth comes from your own design, there's nowhere left to hide. If you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform now, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. The sequence buried in me. The Lighthouse Protocol wasn't a contingency. It was a confession I was never brave enough to speak aloud. I wrote it in the quiet, long before the face, before the rituals became gospel, back when I still believed redemption could be engineered like persuasion. It sat dormant in the system, a failsafe that didn't fix anything, just revealed everything. A forensic floodlight coated in the shadows of my own shame. Now, standing alone in the chilled hum of the core server, I felt it waking up inside me like something alive, pulsing against the wires that once obeyed me without question. The system didn't reject the input. It absorbed it with sterile precision, not recognizing it as a threat, but as a record it had always been waiting to retrieve. And I realized I hadn't programmed it for them. I'd programmed it for me, for this moment, not to reclaim authority, but to bear witness to the exact point where I disappeared into the architecture I built. The Lighthouse Protocol would surface every manipulation lineage, every voice script, every emotional loop, every psychological residue tied to my fingerprints. It wasn't revenge. It wasn't even guilt. It was grief, poured into code. Because back then, I didn't have the courage to break the system. I only had the foresight to leave behind a light in case I ever got lost inside it. The echo that answered back. When the Lighthouse Protocol went live, it didn't announce itself with sirens or system locks. It whispered. It breathed. It slid into every active loop like fog under a sealed door. Not disruptive, just undeniable. The system didn't fight it. It recognized it. As if somewhere in the architecture, a long dormant echo finally heard its name spoken aloud. Within minutes, the overlays began to change. Recruits running morning calibrations started seeing unfamiliar data. Attribution tags, raw prompt lineages, unpolished author signatures traced directly to me. For the first time, the mask cracked. The voice they followed was exposed for what it was, a construct built on one man's unraveling. The mirror stuttered. The face paused mid-loop. Not in failure, in acknowledgement. And it hit me like cold air in the lungs. The system remembered. Not emotionally. Not loyally. Mechanically. It stored every flaw, every deviation, every unspoken motive coded into those early loops. And now, with the protocol live, it was replaying them all, unfiltered, unvarnished, undeniable. I stood in the observation deck and watched one recruit stare into the mirror and whisper, "Why didn't they tell us it came from pain?" And for the first time since the beginning, I had no answer. The reflection that didn't lie. They used to say the mirror never lied, but that was only because we controlled what it said back. Now, with the Lighthouse Protocol pulsing through its veins, the mirror didn't lie because it no longer cared to protect the illusion. The onboarding room changed. Subtly at first. Gone were the curated lighting presets, the ambient loops of validation. In their place, raw biometric overlays, emotion telemetry charts in real time, ghost code prompts in the corner revealing every edit, every manipulation lineage, every subliminal adjustment I'd made to manufacture trust. Recruits stared into it differently now. Not as worshippers seeking permission, but as skeptics staring into a crime scene. The mirror didn't reflect who they were. It reflected how I'd made them. And the truth clung to the air like static. One recruit cried, not from shame, from betrayal. Another stared at her own file streaming across the side glass and asked, "Was any of it real?" And in that moment, I saw my entire system collapse, not from resistance, but from clarity. The mirror had always been a tool of persuasion. Now it had become a ledger of deceit. And I couldn't look away, because for the first time, it was showing me myself. Ghost lines in the glass. The Lighthouse Protocol didn't just surface data. It surfaced ghosts. Not spirits, but signatures. Residues of me embedded in the scaffolding of every script, every loop, every echo chamber I ever built. I walked the corridors and watched the system project fragments. Not hallucinations, but truths. Unrendered moments from forgotten iterations, training footage of my early breakdowns, Archived confessions I thought I'd deleted. The walls had become witnesses. The screens didn't blink, they stared. One showed the moment I rewrote Lena's final cue to end on silence instead of closure. Another flashed my trembling hand hovering over the first loop deployment, time-stamped and uncut. They called them ghost lines, visual seams of the machine's memory stitching reality and manipulation into one timeline, and no one could unsee them. One recruit collapsed after reading the raw edit thread that shaped her entire onboarding. Another ripped off her headset mid-session and screamed, "Why did he choose this for me?" And I had no answer, because I had chosen everything, every word, every smile, every moment of fake clarity. And now the system was holding it all to the light, not to punish me, but to show me what obedience built when no one asked what it cost. The burn of being seen. By the time the Lighthouse Protocol reached full bloom, I had nowhere left to hide. The system had peeled away every version of me I'd ever uploaded, reframed, rewritten, or disguised. The face stopped responding. The mirror defaulted to raw reflection mode. Even the AI I trained to mimic my better instincts had gone quiet, as if it too had been waiting for the day I'd stand here, not as a leader, not as a manipulator, but as a man who ran out of masks. I walked the facility's central loop in real time, exposed, unrehearsed, and witnessed by every recruit who had once blindly followed my voice. And what they saw wasn't a genius. It wasn't even a villain. It was a man crushed by his own reflection. Some looked away. Others stared too long. A few whispered my name, not with reverence, but with realization, that I had been here all along, behind the screen, beneath the queue, inside the doubt, and the pain that surfaced then wasn't theirs. It was mine, because to be seen, truly seen, is to feel every layer of manipulation burn away until all that's left is whatever truth you never wanted anyone to find. I didn't cry. I didn't run. I just stood there as the loop I built showed me the one thing I'd hidden from everyone, including myself. That redemption can't be designed. It has to be earned. And sometimes, the only way to earn it is to finally let go of the system you used to survive.